Let's finish this maimer on page 71. Simchas ish ben lekudas chayim ha-shayachas lo. The simcha that a person can find davke by living in that nekudas chayim that Hashem Yisbarach has given him and created him for. And we were learning last week about she'ifas, how she'ifas on the one hand, aspirations, objectives, goals, longings for growth in ruchnius, it's all very, very wonderful, very admirable, as long as those she'ifas are within the orbit of that person's kaychas. And not only that they're within the orbit of his kaychas, but it's with the understanding that the tachlis of learning, the tachlis of Avodas Hashem, is not to reach a particular goal. And it's not, and this was never the way as we learned by the Baal Shem Tov and the Tamid Baal Shem Tov, to live one's Yiddishkeit in such a way of seeing oneself in a certain place, and where do I want to be? Like, that's the usual question when they're dating, like, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? It's the guy, like, in the state penitentiary. You know, where do I see myself 5 years from now? It was never an Indian in Hasid, among Hasidim, where do you see yourself 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now? It's the shadows, I see myself by Mincha. I'm going to try to be by Mincha today. I'm going to try to make it by Mincha. And then even when you get to Mincha, where do you see yourself 5 minutes from now? I hope it'll be that I'll be in a good Sim Shalom, you know, it'll be good, or a good Tachman, whatever. There was never an Inyan like that of discussing or where are you going with this? Where is this taking you? For the simple reason that Avodas Hashem was never ever seen as a means towards an end. It was never seen as a way of getting to a particular goal. That's Hashem's Baruch's business, like what happens to you, where you go. Where you're holding Bechlal, the Svarim, you see in certain Svarim, the Mamash came up, they make fun of these things in the Svarim. This whole Mahalach of thinking, where do you see yourself? The Avodah was where I am right now, and in this moment, being in the Nekudas HaChayim that Hashem Baruch is giving me right now, and living in that Nekudas HaChayim, that was always the Tachlis, right now. Like Rabbi Nachum says, Ein la'odam ela oisa hayoyim, all a person has is the day that he is living. And then he said, Bamis, it means oisa shah, and not even the same, that hour means oisa rega, the moment that he's living. That's what a person has in this world. This is what was yesterday, or what was before, and what's going to be later. It's not his Indian b'chol. It's not his Indian. His Indian right now is the Nekudas HaChayim that he's living in. That's the person's Indian. So on page 71, the next to last paragraph, around 10, 12 lines up from the bottom, Ma mar libo shel Yehudi. How bitter is the heart of a Jew? How bitter it becomes. When all of the years when he was growing up, he heard about where a person has to reach and how he has to become this and he has to become that, and all kinds of madrigas that he heard about and was taught about and so on, and he sees that he's not at all. He looks at himself and he's 20 years old, 21 years old, whatever it is, or further along. And he has not reached those places of greatness. The heart becomes very bitter. It's very hard not to see oneself as a failure. We spoke about this last week. That's why you could find a guy that when he feels this way, he won't want to look into a sefer at all. He won't go to a shir at all. He feels no cheshek for anything. He didn't reach those destinations that were set for him, that other people sat for him, or that he saw in Svarim, or that he heard in Shmuzim. But these were destinations that were set up for him, and he never reached them. So how does a person feel when he's halfway, or he got a third of the way, not even? All of his life, they were telling him that this is what he has to yearn for. This is what he has to reach. This is where he has to go. Therefore, he sees himself as a failure. V'shuv enem moitze chelik v'nachle b'tayra. And immediately he doesn't find a chelik and a nachle in Tyra. He doesn't find a place for himself in Tyra. And to aggravate matters, as we spoke about a little bit last week, if he does have a certain area of Tyra that he might enjoy, medrash, he enjoys studying about tefillah, place, whatever. So, knowing all that knowing what he knows from growing up in yeshiva, he feels that is a total failure. He's a lo yitzlach. What kind of a bush and a chepet is that a guy like him that went to yeshiva should be sitting around learning midrashim or looking at maislach or whatever it is? So where is he going to go with this? Well, we know. We see where people go with it. So he sees himself as a failure. Shuv enem moitze chelik v'nachla b'Torah. Doesn't have any chelik v'nachla b'Torah. He still somehow believes that his chelik in Torah is that chelik that he failed at. That's his chelik in Torah. He still thinks that's his chelik of Torah, the chelik that he wasn't successful in. So he defines himself by a chelik of Torah that wasn't really his chelik. Wasn't necessarily his chelik. Could it have been? Might it have been? Whatever. At this point, it's not important. But it wasn't his chelik in Torah. Certainly, it's not his chelik in Torah now. And yet, what will often happen is he'll try to bring himself to a shir, and he'll hear the Maggid shir talking again about this, about the gadlus and the gavlus and the madregas and so on, and shas and poskim and so on, again and again and again. So what happens to this guy? The best situation is that he tries at least to be yotzi a little bit. He tries to learn a little bit. He's shana mitzvahs. That's already a very optimistic forecast for a guy like this. All of us have seen much less favorable outcomes of these kind of situations. But he's lost his whole chiyus, his life in Yiddishkeit, or anana, he's lost all of his joy. In Yiddishkeit, he's very far from the Nekudas Achayim of being a Jew. No shaykhus. He thinks the whole Nekudas Achayim of being a Jew is knowing every Tosis in Bava Kama. And without that, he's not a Jew, because that was the only way he was taught, and that's what he understood is the goal that has to be set for a Ben Torah, and he has completely failed in that. So he loses his chiyus. He loses his joy into being a Jew. So, it's obvious that the person will look for his chiyus elsewhere. It's not hard to figure out. The person wants to live. If Yiddishkeit is not going to be a chiyus, then you have to find your chiyus in something else. People look in all kinds of places to get some chiyus. Kam yutav loy belachtei v'darach Yehuda musharim. How good it would be, and how much, and how many lives would be saved. The person would be able to come to this understanding. To go on the path of Jews, for thousands of years, who have been happy being Jews. Who their Torah learning was never ever a matter of becoming a Maggid Shir, a Rosh Hashiva, a Paisik, an Adam Gadol. But their Indian of learning Torah was that I want to live in the beautiful and pure four Amas of the joy of being in Hashem's Torah and being close, and being with Hashem. Period. It was not a hechatimsa to get someplace. Yekar beinayim regel rega shel hoiva mikol. For these Jews, a moment of the present was more precious than anything else. Just this moment, being able to learn it, being able to daven, being able to do a mitzvah. Nikim memachshavas osid, to live a life which is completely clean of trying to figure out what is the future going to be like. What kind of a Jew am I going to be in the future? Nikim imachshavas osed v'negeh lilimud, as far as learning is concerned. Again, where do I see myself? How many times I've had these conversations with Shadchan tells the girl's family that this guy wants to learn for the next 7 or 8 years at least. So I'm thinking, how does he know he wants to learn for the next 7 or 8 years? I can't tell you how many times I've seen where by 6 months from then, we're trying to beg the guy to learn for the next 7 or 8 minutes. 7, 8 years. I said, what's going for 7, 8 years? You have guys like that. Call a kavod. Oh, you have. But you know what? I mean, you know, you're going to be, if you have a bach, so the bach says, right now, I love learning, I enjoy it, and I'm doing my best to be matzliach. But I don't know. That's a more respectable answer. How does one know? What's your cheshek going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, where are you going to be, what's going to be learning? What's the person know? Machshavas also in the Gael Limud, well, planning the future. So you can imagine how difficult it is for somebody who has sold himself to friends, to family, to his wife's family as a long time serious learner, and he doesn't feel that he's trying that, and he doesn't feel any chiz in that. What happens to that guy? What happens to him? What happens to his wife? What happens to his children? He doesn't feel himself in that. Doesn't feel. But he set himself up in that mahalach, and he has sold himself in that way, and he's been talking about that for years. But then he sees that it's absolutely not for him. He can't find any happiness in that. So you see the chevel like this all over the place. They're coming in with the tea and the coffee and going out and calling and coming back. Wait, I don't describe the whole situation. Go walk in Midtown Yerushalayim, Midtown Bnei Brak, and any given day of the week, and you see hundreds of 30-year-old men, 35-year-old men walking around, pushing strollers, holding bags, walking out with pretzels, and doing what, where. The ones that are sitting in the smedrish, that they're steiging and learning, okay. There are many, many, many that are lost souls. Tzibrochnet people. Lost souls. Mamish. That I don't know of any other society where you have such people. There's not an option in any society. In every society of the world, is a man is supposed to work and provide for his family. What society do you have like that? This is, I think, unique in the entire world. When it works out, and it's a Talmud Chacham, then it's uniquely Givaldic. But when it doesn't work out, it's a unique problem, the likes of which does not exist, I don't believe, anywhere in the world, such a thing. The people that stop are lazy and they don't want to work. That's something else. But here you have people who are bright, who could have a cheshek for something in life and could be productive and could even learn an hour or two a day, an hour in the morning, an hour at night. And instead, in and ahead, going, nothing, no chiz, no smile, no happiness. The women are so resentful, many of them. They see, for this I have to, this is the next God Hadar. Who told me and who told him, and what kind of a lie is this? What kind of a mistake is this? And what life am I in now? And then I'm going to try to figure out how to make a panos. The guy's 34 years old. And what am I going to do now? So he's from this gemach and from that gemach. And trying to figure out, and then we'll take a trip to the States, we'll go to America and go knocking on doors, see young, healthy people walking around knocking on doors, collecting, forgetting for someone else to collect. This is the world that the Baruch Hashem created in Har Sinai, that he wanted to have. The Jews should be like this. What's going to be next year, 2 years from now? Ein lam inyan im ha'es mol v'amocha. So Rabbi Nachman says, they don't have an inyan with what was yesterday. And they don't have an inyan with what's tomorrow. K'mayim ha'tzadikim. Al ha'posik, v'atam ha'dveikim b'Hashem lo'keichem, chayim kulchem, hayayim. Dveikis b'Hashem means I'm alive hayom, today. That's it. I have right now, this moment that I'm in, this bracha, this bechas ha'mozim, this ma'isiv chesed, this time with my wife, this time with my children, this time with my sefer. Atam advekim b'shamakei chayim kulchem hayayim. Ha'ovak ve'eino, what was yesterday, is already fafalm, it was, it's not here anymore. Ha'osid einenu, like it says in Svarim. The future, who knows, I don't know tomorrow, what's the future. Rega ha'hoive hu ha'netzach. The only thing that's forever is this exact moment that I'm in. That's my moment. That I'm in, page 72. Acham of Vois Ka'ela, after learning what we've learned, Bom Novo Bisayta Dishmai Lahavanis Yisayt Lahavani Yisodis Betfilas Rosh Hashanah. So let's now go into the beautiful words that we were just saying this whole past time. Rosh Hashanah says Meitshuv in Yom Kippur. V'Bakoshas Zachreinu L'chaim Melchavos V'chaim V'Kosreinu B'Sefer Chaim. Right, remember us for life, a king who desires life, and inscribe us and write us in the book of life. We don't say it in davening, we're still allowed to have such a tefillah, you know, we just don't put it in this either. Allowed to have. Like I was saying to the Chevron when it was coming to come out with the Erz HaTshuva, I said, you better make sure it gets out before Yontif, because after Yom Kippur, Tshuva is like not a thing that you could sell. You know, you gotta buy high, you gotta buy low, sell high. Because after Yom Kippur, Tshuva, oh. You know, before Yom Kippur, you didn't want to hit Tshuva, even if they're not going to learn it or they're not going to read it, but it's, you want to have it on you, you know, maybe to feel a shaykhus to the world of Tshuva. But after Yom Kippur, Tshuva, I'm done with that, you know. Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, right? Take away the Ruach Nis HaMoed HaGeshem to have not Tshuva. So, Zechrein L'chaim, Melech Chovetz L'chaim. Because Serena Besefer Chaim, Leman Chalakim Chaim. Yeah, so in one sentence, so much life. So much life in one sentence. That's what this time of the year is all about. And yet, it's interesting. Many, many people associate this time of the year with something very dark and very somber, and very depressing. I don't mean Sukkot, I mean Rosh Yom Kippur. Very, very dark, very somber. They think of it as a very, very sad or upsetting or depressing and scary. Zechrein l'chaim, Melech Chaim, Melech Chavos Chaim, Kesvein Mesar Chaim, L'man Chalukim Chaim. Everything here is Leibedik. V'teves Eilu l'chayru hushlam ha'bakosha ad tuma, l'chayru ma pesha shol l'shmi, l'shlai shamilim namesayimus. Then what do we have to end? L'man Chalukim Chaim. What we're asking for is, we want to live. So Zechrein l'chaim, remember us for life. Melech Chavos v'chaim, a king who desires life. You told us you want. Because we're in the Sefer Chaim, finished. And write us in the Book of Life. L'man Chalukim Chaim, for the sake, for your sake, Elokim Chaim, the living God. Ulam Ka'amor, let me understand. Yei Sha'odam Sar Min HaPa'ula, Sha'olav La'asoysa, B'shlichus Hashem Esbaruch HaRitzayimai. You have a situation where a person has unfortunately gotten sidetracked and he's not on that maslul, that mahalach that Hashem Yisbarach has sent him in the world, him specifically, to do, to accomplish, to be on in a certain mahalach. He's gotten off of that. That doesn't mean that he's not observant, but he's not connecting to that nekuda of life that was designed for him. He mixes in. He mixes into that. The reason that he's so lost is because he has many destinations and many goals that accompany him along the way. Kagon, for instance, in Yonik Sofim, the Tafkida Pranosa. He says, I would like to pursue my goal in life, but I don't have the time for that. Because I'm so completely overwhelmed by the need to support my family. And Yonei Sheif is a believer in the Torah. Or it could be that he has set for himself certain goals of accomplishing certain things in his learning of Torah. And as we learned, it could be that he's not in that point of where he really is going to be accomplishing what he needs to. Kach b'shar in Yonei Hachayim. So he has all these things mixed together. Sheifas to somehow to support the family. Sheifas to accomplish a tremendous amount of learning. And other things in life. Kach b'sh'ar in Yonei HaChaim. She'tor la'hatzmid shnei in Yonim Yachtav. That he joins together all these different things. V'ayidezeh ma'abed is hativiyus ha'nechayin shel dvarim. And because of that, he loses his natural swing. In other words, life has become so involved and so complicated. He has so many responsibilities and so many goals of being financially successful, of being a Talmud Chacham, of being this, of being that, that he's on all different types of programs, besides that he has the Daf Yomi and the Halacha, Mishnah Berurah Yomi and the Mishnah Yomi and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch and the Tanya Yomi and the Rambam Yomi. He's got all these other things that he's got to do. The simple, natural, healthy path of life is lost. But this goes back to the chait, to the sin of Adam Harishon, who became disconnected from the Eitz HaChaim, from the tree of life, from a healthy, normal life. Became disconnected from the Eitz HaChaim. Shezeh Michet, Adam Harishon, to eat from the Eitz HaDas, Tov Hara. Yes, okay. Yesh v'ha'odam mahalach b'olam, b'leiv nechmatz ha'shakar halay. There you have a situation where a person is walking around in this world, and the heart is very bitter, Asher Kachalai, with that person is very bitter with what he has in this in life. Chelke b'chayiv, his chelik in life, hein b'su meira, both in his efforts to stay away from doing aveiros, v'hein ba'asei toiv, and in his efforts to do mitzvahs, to do the right thing. He's not enjoying that. He doesn't feel gratified. If a bas kol would come down from Shemayim and would say that you don't have to feel guilty, do any aver you like, and you don't have to do any of these mitzvahs. To think in the pnimius and the pnimius of who we are, they're already saying now, hard on the weather, that they're talking chalila, that it will rain. That they're talking about rain tomorrow night. So in the pnimius shouldn't chalila, we hope that it won't. But in the panemius of a person, does that mean I'm going to be able to sleep in my bed? I'm not going to have to sleep in the sukkah with a couple of slugs. What does it mean? In the panemius, to be emist. And if there's this feeling of like, of course it's chaval, everybody wants to sit and to have a meal in the sukkah and to do shpiz and then the children and the whole chavaya of being in the sukkah. But then when it's already, you know, 11:23, and you know you're tired, and you have some inflatable mattress or something on the floor, and there are all kinds of funny noises, you know, outside the sukkah. And I once had I felt something in my toes, and I looked at, and there was a dog. some dog got in. This is an old sukkah we lived in Farakwa. He got through there. I don't know. I was lucky with the dog. It's worse than that. So then you think, you know, it starts to rain a little bit. It's 11:23. The children are ready. They had a nice harachman yokim lano sukkas lo and hashalos. We sang smears. It was nice. We were together. Even the yishpizim are sleeping by now. So what would be so bad if it rains a little bit? Not a little bit. Enough that you have to go inside. So that machshava, that thought, not that any Jew, God forbid, would want that or openly express or wish for such a thing, but in the pnimis of the pnimis. And if it starts and you have to grab your blanket and pillows and stuff and you have to go inside, try to imagine what it was like for Levi, Svagdichev, you know, why he sat in the rain, he slept in the rain. I spoke to someone who remembers when the Satmar of Shchusikim was sitting in the sukkah, and it was a torrential downpour, and he had from Erev Rosh Hashanah a brand new shtreimel. And he refused to take off the shtreimel. He said the water was flowing, you couldn't see the Rebbe's face, they were looking in through the window, into the sukkah, and the water was coming in like from Niagara Falls, and the Rebbe was sitting in the sukkah like that the whole night, in the sukkah. Zakasha, how can you stay in the sukkah? Ask the Satmar Rebbe how he stayed in the sukkah. The biggest tzar for him would be to go. And we have some tzaddikim. They say, by Chazal say that it's the master's throwing the water back in your face. So they had by tzaddikim of Dov Lelovitz. They say, oh, I'm not mocked, he said. They say with Dov Lelovitz, but it's the Moshe Chazal say that he's throwing it in your face. So Dov Lelovitz, doesn't bother me. I do a lot worse to him than that. I don't mind if he throws water in my face. Well, the thought, you go, especially if it's cold out, and you go inside and it's warm and it's cozy to go back into bed. It's Chelke b'chayv, hein b'sul mirav, hein b'asei toiv, b'in yoni achayim ashenim, en o'imid v'mokam v'oifin shul chofetz b'ay. A person's entire life is not with a chayfetz, not with a chayshik. So much of our life we spend, sof kol sof, in mitzvahs, in davening, which is, there's a big kedusha in the fact that a Jew brings himself to do that, even though he doesn't have a chayshik. Don't get me wrong. That itself is a very, very big limus chus on Jews. That they schlep out to the sukkah and they bring the blankets and they try. That's a big madrega. And the fact that a person drags himself to davening even though the words are like poison in his mouth and he can't wait till it's finished. That's a big, big, big avaida. And in Shemayim that makes a big thing. That a person does that. But it's chaval. It's chaval. The Rosh Hashanah gave us this. We should enjoy it. It's now going to be, everything is 2 days, Yontif and Shabbos, everything's 3 days, and people say, Gevalt, what am I going to do 3 days? The Baruch Shem says, that's how I gave it to them, they should be sitting around worrying. What am I going to do with 3 days, Yontif? That I gave them this as a gift. And someone's sitting around thinking, people thinking, what am I going to do, how am I going to manage this? My oven goes off after 12 hours, I got that. What am I going to do? This is what Baruch Shalom gave us, Yiddishkeit, that we should feel that we have, walking around like with an owl, with a burden, and it's hard for us. And it's terrible to be in a life that you don't want to be in. How does a person feel when he's in a profession that he hates? Well, that you could quit, you could look for something else, but you can't quit Yiddishkeit. You can't look for something else. Magish kvar. He says, I tried for so many years to reach that place where I was supposed to reach. Whatever that is, Shasen, Poskim, Nezikin, Noshim, whatever it is, whatever that Indian in life is that he set up for himself, or someone else set up for him, his parents made from all kinds of things that he has to reach. And he says, I worked on that stuff for so many years. And he sees other people, so it seems to him, that other people have succeeded where he failed. The alternative to that way of living, which is a terrible way to live, is gila es ha'emes begil mu'char. At least it could be that at a later stage in life he's discovered the truth that this is not really what Yiddishkeit is. He was sold the wrong religion. This is not really what Yiddishkeit is. It's just not. It's very, very frustrating because there are many, many who feel this way, that this is not it, and know that it's not it. And you want to go and stand on top of a mountain and scream and yell and to do something to say Yiddishkeit is so beautiful. Why is it being sold in such a crazy way? Why is it being misrepresented in such a way? But then your children are not going to get married. Right? You won't get a shidduch for your children. So you have to wait till the children are all married. But then you're afraid about your grandchildren. Gilas emes begil mu'chav libat tzara kol hashanim sharu lav. And then he feels, all the years that I can't believe all the years that I threw away in that. Not that he's toyal rishonis, that he regrets doing mitzvahs, but he was living in that mistake, where and that mistake caused his Yiddishkeit to become such a terrible, terrible burden. And he was walking around feeling such a misfortune in being a Jew. The richuk min haderech shayon yedeh ki hi hanachayna. So far from the derech that now he knows, now that he's grown up and maybe he's seen and learned, now he knows that was not it. That simply was not it. And now he understands that the chiyus of a person is atam advekim Hashem l'kechem chayim kulchem hayayim. Kehina v'chehina, rabbis, machshavas, rabbis, b'levish. There are many, many thoughts in the person's heart. Ula machayim sharmela chofitz behem. So we ask Hashem, zachrein l'chayim. And we ask Hashem, zachrein l'chayim, melech chofitz b'chayim. What is the life that Hashem wants for us? That's the big question. We're asking Hashem, give us a year, Zachrein Lechaim, we should be alive this coming year. Melech Chofetz Bechaim. That Hashem desires life doesn't just mean that we're breathing. It doesn't mean that just that all, you know, that all the necessary biological functions and things are in order. Melech Chofetz It means, I want to live the kind of life that you want me to live. The life that you created me to live. That's what I'm asking you. Help me to understand the life that you want me to live, because you're a king that wants me to live. You don't want me dragging myself through the motions. You want me to be alive. I want to understand the life that you want me to live. I want to be able to live that life. Hinam ke'ela, and what is that life? Sheha'adam yichya behem, l'man chalakim chayim. Doesn't mean l'ma'ani, that I should be the God al-Hador. Doesn't mean l'ma'ani, that I should be able to be the sharpest guy in the shir. It means a life of l'man chalakim chayim. L'man chalakim chayim means b'tivius, in a healthy, natural way. A natural and healthy way by nature. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I want to do. I'm doing what I'm created to do. Valpi Rotzen Hashem is Baruch, Shiyasa Kol Yitzir Eshaloi, and that's the Rotzen of the King who desires life. That everything that exists, Shayasa Kol Yitzir Es Shalo, that everything that exists that Hashem created should do exactly what it was created to do. Everything should do what it was created to do. When you go away from that, then you have gone away from Melech Chofetz B'chaim, and you've gone away from Laman Chalakim Chaim. And you know that because you don't feel any chiyus in what you're doing, or very little chiyus in what you're doing. And that means that everything should do what it's supposed to be doing in that time that you're in. In the moment that you're in. You see that after Yom Niroim, when you come to Sukkot, everything about Sukkot is the tivius of life. You take in your hands the Arba Minim. The Arba Minim, of course, on a deeper level, means everything about a person: the eyes, the mouth, the heart, the spine, the etzem ha'adam, or the mensch. But on the simplest level, it means the things that the Baruch Hu made in the world. And you know that the lulav, what's the din? Are you allowed to hold the lulav upside down or the esrig? No, why not? What's the din? It has to be what? Derech gidulo. Why do you think that we're any different than that? You think that only the lulav has to be derech gidulo? That the lulav you have to hold the way that it was meant to grow? The gematria of lulav is chayim. Is life. But derech gidulo, something lives. The Baruch Shalom is saying everything should be derech gidulai, the way that I want it to live, the way that it's supposed to live. Derech gidulai. Hold the lulav upside down. Derech gidulai. Nesich ha-mayim. Everything teva, nature, right? Ushafta mayim b'sosayim. Mimayna hi-yeshua, the waters from the place where they come from. The nanuim. The sukkah that's made, that the schach has to be what? Also has to be, it's not makabel tuma, has to be gedulei karka. And the Baruch Hu, to go out of your house is not natural. Your house is made from bricks people made. Everything is what people did. The Baruch Shem says, go. In such a way to live, to be alive. It sort of means that everything should be b'mokum b'zman sha'omed boy. The chiyus of that, that the person is in. B'shtalvus b'mechlol mareches habriya. To join together with a whole bria. You have no, there are no ants that are going to psychologists. It doesn't, the ant is not, the ant's not sitting around crashing, I can't believe I'm an ant. What happened to me? I got stuck in this. I thought I was going to be a cockroach. I ended up as an ant. I was going to be a butterfly. I was going to fly someplace. Now look at me. Bizarreness. But that's what people all day long are, psychologists. The whole bria is made in such a way that it should be a lebedik bria. So chayim, chayim, chayim. Because we say for chayim, manchalakim chayim. Hein bepanosa, hein betayra, hein bechol inyan, with everything. As we were learning earlier, even with the panosa the person has. But that to find that nekudas chayim that a person can find, even in the panosa, what do you do for a living? Of course a person has to make a living. Regardless, you have to take care of your family. Not that you should stick around and wait, you know, until you find the perfect job. You have to take care of the family. But when it's possible, if a person's able to have in the Kudus HaChaim what he's doing, and even if he's in something that he doesn't particularly enjoy, but to try to find in that inyan, a chiyus in that inyan. In every job you can find a chiyus. If a person works at it and tries, you can find a chiyus in any job that he's doing. In any job. We had ancestors that were working in menial jobs, all kinds of things, schlepping and farming and eves, all kinds of things. And you can find in the Kudus HaChaim whatever you're doing. If you're a Levitical person, you could find in the Kudus HaChaim what you're doing. And the Bereshit made the world. It should be in such a way. Leloi bliloi shel tzdadis atzmis v'ishis, without getting sidetracked. And all kinds of things mixed in, so studies that are distracting you from this. Sheyitol adam regesh al hayra. What's the tachlis of being in this world? To take the moment, this moment right now, regesh al hayra, v'yakdishayu laHashem, and to give it over to Hashem's bar. Not to think, my kadam lo, what was before it, my yovei achrov, and what's going to be after this. She yovin ki Hashem hamlucha, to know that Hashem Hashem hamlucha. That's the whole Rosh Hashanah. That's what it is hamelach. Ki Hashem hamlucha. Va'tochnit zu achen yoytzis lepoil. That itself, this moment, and to be mamlech Hashem over this moment, that's the tachlis of life. And that is exactly what I'm doing with my life. Hafle v'fele. That's a wondrous thing. Al zem of action. For this we ask, Shiyah Hashem Yisbarach Oyrei Eleinu. This is what we're asking the whole time of Shem Kippur. That Hashem should shine His light upon us. Shiyahel Hashem Yisbarach Oyrei Eleinu. L'zachreinu l'kasveinu. L'chaim, to write us, to remember, to write, and to seal. L'chaim Shehem L'manu Yisbarach. That we should understand this truth. And this is the truth. This is the whole tachlis of life. Is this moment of L'man Chalakim Chaim. Shehem l'man yizbarach. Everyone knows the famous Sukkah story. It's a story that comes from Chernobyl, even though they say it by different tzaddikim, because by a lot of chassidim they like this story, so they took it. You know, the chassidim have a way of doing that. By Chabad, every chassidim shemayisah took place in Lubavitch. Yeah. You have that by chassidim. If they like a story, they'll just say, it happened to our rebbe. They just have a way of doing that. Because they love their rebbe, so they say it's a mayisah, but it's a Chernobyl mayisah. With the tzaddik that until he's the last cup, the last penny he had, So he went and he bought. What did he have to do? He had to sell his tefillin to get the esrog. Whatever, nice. He got an esrog, and the wife got so angry. He sold her candles. One version says, the last thing in the house, the stick, candlesticks, and he got himself an esrog, and she got so angry, she threw the esrog right in there. And they broke the pit and ruined the esrog. So the tzaddik said, you know, I thought whatever, I don't remember because they're different years suspend. I thought that I had tefillin. I don't have tefillin. You know, I thought that I had that. But at least I thought that I was going to have an esrog for yontif, so I don't have an esrog. Apparently Hashem, I don't have an esrog for yontif. But what I do have right now is I have shalom bayis, and I have myself. It should be a good yontif. And I said, he didn't yell, he didn't get angry. I still have that, Baruch Hashem. The story, you know, it's such a sweet story, you know, and you know, but the story is a very deep story. Because the tzaddik was living in that situation that a moment before the wife threw the esrog, he had achiyus in the esrog as an avodas Hashem. Then it was Ashgacha Pratis that chiyus was taken away from him. The inyan of the esrog was taken away. So then he had to quickly recalculate. He calculated, so he was going towards benching esrog, benching luluf. It's not working out. So he recalculated, and in one second he came to that nu nekudas achaim. The nu nekudas achaim is that this is my wife, and she was very hurt. And maybe the tzaddik was thinking I should have done things differently. I don't know, his madrega, whatever that was. But my nekudas achaim right now is to make sure that I have shalom bayis. That's my nekudas achaim. Not like one of us, like we're much bigger tzaddikim than him, right? So he said, but I planned for 6 months to get that esrog, you know? And I was going to serve Hashem with that esrog. It's an afkimina. Like the Rebbe Bezushi used to say, it's an afkimina. If I would be Avraham Avinu, or if I would be Moshe Rabbeinu. So if I would be Moshe Rabbeinu, what would be the revach the Baruch Shalom would still have? So you'd have a Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there wouldn't be a Zushi anymore. But right now, I'm Zushi, and there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, so this is my inyan, is to be Zushi. So the thing is Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has a dimyon that I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, or I want to be like a Moshe Feinstein, with that. The Nekudas Achaim that the tzaddik said is right now I don't have an esrog anymore. I thought I had an esrog, I don't have an esrog. So what's my Nekudas Achaim right now? That's the recalculation. My Nekudas Achaim right now is that I have a wife who I respect and who I love, okay, who got carried away, got upset, but I want to try to make this work. That's my Nekudas Achaim right now. The esrog, that's already yesterday. It's a Maisa Shehayah. It's not part of my life anymore, the esrog. It's a Maisa Shehayah. What's the difference whether it was 10 seconds ago, honestly, or it was 10 years ago? What's the difference? It's for foul. What difference does it make if it was 10 seconds ago or it was 10 years ago? It's not. And you could go crazy your whole life thinking about what was. And you're looking at pictures and old albums. What's the nafkimin? 10 seconds, 10 years, 70 years. Right now, the Nekudas Achaim is this avoda right now. That's my Nekudas Achaim. And I could have a simcha in that Nekudas Achaim because all the Baruch Shalom is asking of me right now is not asking me to bench esrog. I don't have an esrog. I'll try to find one if there's someone else in town to be yitzhak, but I don't have an esrog. So it's not, obviously Hashem's not telling me to bench esrog right now. What am I going to do? I don't have an esrog. So what's he telling me now? He's telling me that I should give a bracha to my wife. And he was still good yontif, and that was the end of it. That's it. It's not life is not whether you have an esrog, you don't have an esrog. You thought you had an esrog, you don't have an esrog. Life is not in our hands. The Baruch Hashem created you, put you into the world. Therefore we have to bend down and to humble ourselves and to give ourselves over completely. Kalil. Live it sonny, 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 live it s to Hashem's will and what Hashem wants me to do right now. What does Hashem's Baruch want me to do right now? Not what he wants me to, what he wants me to be like 10 years from now. All of these shmuz, first of all, many of them smell from insincerity. A lot of these shmuz, even when I was younger, I wasn't comfortable with these shmuz about what we have to be like, and I had to always hold myself back from saying, what would you want to be like? The one who was giving the speech, like you heard the speech also. A lot of them smell from insincerity anyway. They're just saying over some shmooze. What I had to make to be like. Not when it's tzaddik, of course, it's tzaddik in minute. I'm talking about when it's not a tzaddik. Mitoich kach nova alimu teroso vasiyas hatafkidim hashaynim. When we live with this frame of mind, which is called Laman Chalakim Chaim, then you learn Torah. Vasiyas hatafkidim, and you do what you have to do. Hashaynim, the different things in life that you have to do. Just on the way here, I was working in this avayda b'emes. I'm telling you, I had certain things that I had to take care of tomorrow, and learning. And I thought I would maybe think of a couple of drushes. A lot of stuff I've been coming up. I have to figure out, and to think about some things and so on. And I'm just coming from seeing my parents. And my mother told me what I'm doing tomorrow. That's it. It's totally different than I planned. Totally different. Of course, my mother says if it's okay, if it's okay. So I'm going to say it's not okay. So of course it's okay. What time are we going? What are we doing? That's it. But it's... And to stop and to say, what's the tachlis? So what's the tachlis? To even have a machshava that for 80 plus years this woman is living for me and I'm making cheshbonos of how I could cut out some time for her. And it's such a machshava that comes from the situation. To drive that thought out of the head. Even a machshava like that, because of my expectations and my plans, or my sheifas for what Tuesday Erev Sukkos, whatever that was going to look like, and my sheifas of what Tuesday was supposed to be like, the tzura of Tuesday. Then the Kudas Achaim is to have the schus, to be able to walk with my parents and to be able to hold my mother's hand and to go up the stairs with her, whatever we're going. That's the schus. That's the Kudas Achaim. But we have to work on that. It's not like that. And when do you lose life? When is it not a life of Laman Chalakim Chaim? If you're there, and even if you're a good boy, and you're walking mommy, you're walking your mom up the steps, and you're still thinking, I wish I could be someplace else. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be someplace else. How come I'm not someplace else? The someplace else is so much more halig than this. No, that's halig. That's what's holy right now. That's right now. That's your sefer. That's your tilm. That's your... That's Nekudas Achaim. It's living in Nekudas Achaim. When a person lives in that Nekudas Achaim, there's Simcha. That's Uliyishra Leif Simcha. The whole inyan of Sukkot to come to this Nekudas Achaim, Derech Gidulo, to be natural, to live, to be alive, and to live in that way. That Hashem has set up for us from the sherish of our neshamas, and the things that we see, the circumstances that are taking place in our life that are bringing us to our tikkun. That there's a reason why you have to do this and to do that, and that's your tikkun. Tevos l'man chalakim chayim. Those words, l'man chalakim chayim, for the sake of a lakim chayim, for your sake, a living God. Hinam bakosh l'Hashem is our way of asking Hashem. Shiazrenu lahamlichoy eliyachadai. Rabbi Shalom, help me this moment to accept you, to coronate you as king over this moment of my life. Uliyachadai, to unify, to unite with you, and to be miyachad you as the tachlis of my life, this moment. Hein Yisrael ma'irim b'Hashem esbarach rotzen limloich, and as the Sfarim say, by us living with this Bakasha, asking Hashem for this and wanting this, it's ma'ira kivyochel, it awakens kivyochel in Hashem, a rotzen limloich, a rotzen to continue on to be our king. Well, chadesh hamelucha ba'ilamai, to be mechadesh the melucha in the world and in that person's life, to be mechadesh the melucha for a new year, for a good year, of more opportunities, to more opportunities of Laman Chalukim Chaim. V'zois ayidei, shemalim chein v'chesed lefonig yisbarach, me'etzem hayoysam yisrael asher b'cho espar. And how is that? How do we do that? By giving the Baruch Shalom the unbelievable chein, by being the unbelievable nachas ruach, living lives of Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espar, that Hashem says, you're a Jew, I'm proud of you. Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espar. That's all we want in life, that Hashem should look at each one of us and say, ah, Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espar, whatever your name is. Whatever your name is, Shmuel Hashem B'cho Espar, Moshe Dov Hashem B'cho Espar, Hashem B'cho Espar, that Hashem says, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Not because you're imitating somebody to be what his this and what they told you in this talk, it's not she. Laman chalukim chayim. Because she Yehudi nois na atzmal and hugas Hashem is baruch. And when a Yid gives himself over to Hashem is baruch in such a way, then nithar miritzaynis atzmias. He's purified. He's cleaned of all of those personal ritzaynis, even in spirituality. What I want. He's clean. He's purified of all of that. Nitar miritzoynis atzmius v'noisar zach v'naki. And he remains pure and clean. Lasa is ritzoyn kainai. It's supposed to be ritzoyn kainai. To do the will of Hashem. V'lo'ov de b'leiv v'shalayim. And to serve him with a full heart, not with a heart that's in 10 different places. V'lo'ov de b'leiv v'shalayim. L'man yizbarach bi'ahava, as we say in the bracha. Bi'ahava. And that bi'ahava is not a matter of your feeling pleased with yourself. The bi'ahava is that the ahava of knowing that this is who I am and this is what I was created to do. And there's no greater privilege than being in this malchus of Laman Chalukim Chaim, of Laman Shemai Bi'ahava. Laman Shemai Bi'ahava. If we could give this over to our children, to our grandchildren, we have to first believe in it ourselves. And if we mechazik ourselves in this Nakuda Sechaim, everything in life is different. Everything in Ben Al Namakim, Ben Al Chaveru, this is the Iker Avoida. Always, but particularly in our generation, where there's so much stuff going on, so much stuff, even in Yiddishkeit, there's so much in Ruchnis, different things. But if I follow that program, but maybe I'm not going to end up to be this or to end up to be that. What are you talking to end up? What are you? You're 14 years old. You're still talking like, what are you talking like a little child? You're going to end up like this. You're going to end up like that. If you do the Ratzon Hashem, you're going to end up, it'll be good how you end up. And whoever does that ends up good. There's no problems with whoever does that, the Ratzon Hashem. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be the Gadol Hador? What's the Nafkimina? As long as the Baruch Shalom has Gadol Hador, it has to be this one, it has to be that one, that's your union to be. But Moshe Feinstein, when he wasn't worrying about how he was going to be the Gadol Hador, that's how he became the Gadol Hador, because he wasn't worried about being the Gadol Hador. That's how he became Rav Moshe Feinstein. He worried about the Tosis in front of him. Period. That's it. That's how you become Rav Moshe Feinstein. Not by being on a Moshe Feinstein track and majoring in Rav Moshe Feinstein in graduate school in the responsa of Rabbi Feinstein and becoming the Gadol Hador. That's not how you become Rav Moshe Feinstein. Just one Tosis, one line, one sentence. That's how you become Rav Moshe Feinstein. No, we should be zeicher for Chiyus coming to Sukkot. Such as Simchas Chaim. And if a person does have to go in, God forbid, from the Sukkah, then he should also, if it comes to that, then you also march inside. Because that's the Ratzon Hashem at that moment too. All I was saying before shouldn't be confused. The thing, all it means is that a person should feel that twinge of pain, that chaval, I couldn't. But if that's what it is, then Hashem's Baruch says, now you mamlich me, you go inside. That's also a malchus Hashem. Doesn't, not to be depressed, not to be, God forbid, sad, to let it stare a person at all. It's only to be, only with Simcha. Everything's with Simcha.